slices. Aunt Brenda stood to the side, a hand covering her mouth. I yelled, "Hey, stop that!" My Uncle Kent spun around at the sound of my voice, his face covered in sweat. Aunt Brenda looked at me, too. She had been crying.
"You!"
Uncle Kent yelled, pointing at me.
"Where's my daughter?"
"In my car."
"Bring her ass up here. She's got a due to pay."
"I'm not going to let you beat her anymore," I yelled, my voice stern. "You've done it enough." He screamed.
"Who the hell do you think you are?"
He took two steps toward me, the belt swinging.
"Don't tell me what I can or cannot do to my children."
Ben shouted. "Dad, leave him alone."